Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. For the next hour, you will not have to hear about last night's presidential election, where Eric Bischoff squared off with Vince Russo, and where today, the leader of the free world will be, come January, a current WWE Hall of Famer. But, and unrelated election news, sadly, WWE wrestler Terry Garin, who works his Rhino, one half of the SmackDown Tag Team Champions with Heath Slater, failed to win a seat in the Michigan House of Representatives on Tuesday night. There were a lot of articles on the internet last night saying that Rhino had won, but the problem was Rhino had won the primary several months back, and as a result of running the primary, a lot of stories were written about it, and so when people Googled Rhino election, it came up that Rhino had won the primary, and people got confused and reported that Rhino had won, when in fact he did not win last night. He did not win a seat in the Michigan House of Representatives on Tuesday night. He was running as a Republican nominee in the 15th District. After winning the primary, he garnered 13,452 votes, 38.2%, to his rival, Democrat Abdullah Hamoud, 21,739 votes. So, in fact, he can remain the SmackDown Tag Team Champions because he will not be in the House doing work for Michigan. Gonna take a lot of phone calls, text messages, emails, I think. I'm not sure, because I have a lot of news. But if you want to text us, 425-780-7566, I will look at them. Got a lot of news to talk about, non-election related, and Mercedes Martinez will be on the show as well. Lots of stuff. Check it out. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, let's not waste any time and talk about wrestling. Yesterday here in this program, we were talking about the SmackDown spoilers. The show has now aired, so these are not spoilers anymore. This is what's actually going on with Survivor Series. So yes, Baron Corbin fell down off the ring apron last night and claimed he blew out his knee. Now, A, he kind of looked like a complete geek, slipping and falling like a numbskull and hurting himself. But based on the way that they're doing the SmackDown storyline, he may have been faking it because he didn't want to be part of this team. But one way or the other, it was deemed that Baron Corbin is now off the 5 versus 5 match at Survivor Series. And so Shane McMahon gave Daniel Bryan a list of all of the talent on the show. He said, Bryan, we need a fifth man, and I want you to determine who that's going to be. So to cut to the chase, at the end of the show, Daniel Bryan comes out and he says, well, you know, my name's on the list, but I can't wrestle. So Shane, I want you to be the fifth man on the Survivor Series team. Now, I said this before, God bless poor Daniel Bryan. Just about the worst job in the world, SmackDown commissioner. Only worst job would be the Raw commissioner. This guy's got to come out, and his character has to make the stupidest decisions every week. I mean, it's one thing to put Shane on the team, but it's another thing when, if Shane had said, you know what, I feel like I'm the best man for the job. Okay. You know, if he were a heel, he could get away with that. But as a babyface, or Daniel Bryan as a babyface volunteering Shane, it's like, could you possibly bury the SmackDown roster any worse? You can pick any full-time wrestler on the roster. Anybody who does not currently have a match at Survivor Series. But in the mind of Daniel Bryan's character, every single one of these guys is such a geek that the 48-year-old non-wrestler executive, he is the best pick for this job. Which is ironic. This took place last night. But that's another story entirely. Can you imagine Shane McMahon is on this team?
Well, I've tried to sort of storyline defend Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon when they make decisions. Can't really do that, though. Not with any honesty. They have never said why John Cena is gone, correct?
Not in
TV storyline.
I don't think so.
So when it comes to SmackDown, and there's not a lot of stars on there, so you actually know who they are and the fans know who they are, Shane McMahon ranks ahead of John Cena as far as the people that you could put in the match. Think about that.
Yeah, he does. Yep.
Ranks ahead of James Ellsworth, who beat your champion twice. Where's James on this card? Why isn't James the savior?
Well, he is. He's the mascot. So basically they got six men.
Fair enough.
Yeah, the mascot.
Well,
they're like, he's an animal.
He is an animal. Look at the way he's defeated AJ Styles twice. He's a beast inside of that ring of epic proportions with his no chin.
So they also did confirm what we talked about yesterday, which is that there is going to be a Kalisto match against Brian Kendrick. So all of that work they did to build up Rich Swann, it doesn't matter. He's not getting the shot at Survivor Series. Instead, Kalisto will be getting it. If Kalisto wins, he will bring not only the Cruiserweight title, but all of the Cruiserweights to SmackDown. Meanwhile, Dolph Ziggler will defend the Intercontinental title against Sami Zayn. And I don't know if they're going to do this, but based on the taping schedule for 205 Live, I mean, if they don't do it, then they're cutting off their nose to spite their face, as they say. Because right now, you got to pay all of those Cruiserweights for 2 days of television. You got to pay them for Raw, and you got to pay them for SmackDown. So it's a lot easier to just move the entire division to SmackDown, where it should have been in the first place, pay them for 1 day instead of two. You do 205 Live, and you have the Cruiserweights on SmackDown, and you switch the Intercontinental title to Raw as a trade-off. Now, why we need an Intercontinental and U.S. title on Raw, we don't, but for years we did, so that really doesn't matter. I would be shocked if they did not pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, well, there's the thing, though. Can you just go ahead and unify those titles now and get that out of the way? Or do you have the excuse that you need to have that third title because of that third hour? You know what I mean?
Well, we had to have Cruiserweights because of the third hour, so I presume, yeah.
Well, it's, yeah, so you get the Universal title, the U.S. title, the IC title, and the tag titles. Is that, am I forgetting anything? Is that all? Do they have any? Oh, the women's title. The women's title as well, too.
There are two. Yeah. This is like NWA Crockett in 1986. There are too damn many belts. There's belts everywhere.
There is, but there was a point to that because they would buy these other territories, and the NWA was structured as we are a worldwide organization where everybody from these other places, you know, and these other members have their champions, and we're all competing here on the Battle of the Belt. There was an excuse for it. Where here is just watering everything down the same way it did in WCW, the same way it has in WWE in the past. Maybe, hopefully, this could lead to something if they have a Raw-branded match at the Royal Rumble, if they decide to go this way, that you can unify those belts and get it out of the way.
So those are the changes to the Survivor Series card. We've got one more show for Raw and one more show for SmackDown. And next week on SmackDown, here's how they're loading everything up. The Raw GMs are stars of such magnitude that they will not go to SmackDown. So the SmackDown GMs have to come to Raw. So we're going to have that Raw show next week with all the GMs there, and they're going to have an hour debate afterwards on the WWE Network, which I'm dreading with all of my soul. SmackDown is going to get Edge making his return, and apparently The Undertaker. I believe it has been mentioned on WWE.com, but they, as far as I know, didn't mention it on television. It's possible I missed it, but that's the lineup for the 900th edition of SmackDown this coming Tuesday, which is the go-home show for Survivor Series. Lesnar and Goldberg will have their face-off on Monday, so you can all look forward to that. And that's the plan. As far as the other story we had as the show went off the air yesterday, a couple of things. Rashad Evans is off UFC 205 this weekend. MMA Fighting reports that the UFC announced Tuesday Evans was denied a license by the New York State Athletic Commission, because of a medical issue. His fight with Tim Kennedy is off. There are currently no plans to replace it on the first UFC card on Saturday. Both will get their show bonus, the UFC said. So it sucks for Evans because he got pulled for a medical issue. He claims he's healthy. There's nothing wrong with him, but they have a zero tolerance policy. But man, poor Tim Kennedy. Can't catch a break. Didn't do anything wrong. Has no issues, but he's not fighting on the first ever show in New York at Madison Square Garden.
Ah, no, it didn't hurt my feelings all that much.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about him.
I don't care about him. Hey,
wow.
Look, I feel bad for Rashad Evans.
Come on. What do you have against Tim Kennedy?
He's a goof. It just the
wow. You know,
old guys like Rashad Evans who... he was getting ready by the pictures. I mean, he certainly looked ripped and in shape. In a Instagram post that he put out there, but it'll be interesting to know. And it's not like you can get inside somebody's medicals, you know, if he wants to release what it is later on, or you know, if they want to get together as a group and release later on what it was. I'd be interested to know, because it wasn't something where it was a USADA issue or anything like that. There was a issue. And I remember Evander Holyfield, not the same thing, had a little hole in his heart. I remember they found that. It's always interesting what these little things are that end up putting off a fight, because I don't know. It's just, it will just be interesting to see exactly what it is if they decide to say it.
Can't believe you denigrated Tim Kennedy like that. It's just,
yes, the
just
PTSD
sad.
Is, yes, yes. Everybody with, never mind. Go ahead.
He's a hero.
Oh, yeah, he's a real hero, all right.
What do you have against Tim Kennedy?
Nothing.
What are you talking about? You've been burying him for 3 straight minutes now. Man, oh,
get
man.
To it after the break.
I'm going to the break. I'm sick of this. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Sky cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it, I get some game in store. You're with me now, we'll be again. Other points in between, and the cool, cool mornings. Turn the days of swim or sink, and living right is easy.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So according to this fella here, there were commercials several times during SmackDown last night promoting Edge and The Undertaker.
There you go.
Well, I watched it on Hulu. I don't even know how I missed them, if they were on Hulu, but I did. These things happen. I live in another reality. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of that or not.
Is it warm and cozy? Did it change after last night's election?
Dude, don't make me mute you. Now,
sorry.
First off, As we were talking, how dare you denigrate Tim Kennedy when we have plenty of opportunities to denigrate John Jones? This is from MMA Fighting. The inevitable became a reality on Wednesday as John Jones was stripped of his interim UFC heavyweight title just days after receiving a one-year suspension in the arbitration case for his failed UFC 200 drug test. ESPN first reported the news, which marked the second time in the past 2 years that Jones has been stripped of a UFC title. Dana White said to ESPN, John Jones has blown it in every way, shape, and form a guy with that much talent can blow it. Greatest talent ever and the biggest screw-up ever. So there you go.
Hey, happens in all sorts of different sports, and John Jones is one of them. Thing is, with John Jones, he is so insanely talented at the profession that he has chosen, and he is still so young that he still has a chance for redemption. And we keep waiting for John Jones to grow up. We keep waiting for the people around John Jones to rein him in and to stabilize him and the people around him. And it doesn't seem to happen. But whenever all of this ends, and I guess his suspension could be concurrent, I guess, if Nevada decides to put more on him, he would still be young enough to come back and make a difference. So hopefully, for his sake, that's the case. Because he to continue going down the path he's going is not only self-destructive to him, as he's shown, could be damaging to others as well. So hopefully the best for John Jones. Now, just one thing on Tim Kennedy, who, hey, we all go through different things. It just blew me away when he made a post, and I can't remember how long it was ago that he made this post on Facebook about PTSD. I guess somebody had asked him about it, and obviously, being in war, I'm not going to dare, you know, say anything. I have a lot of family members in the military. But talking about how he killed kids and women during war, he's seen his friends and fellow soldiers burn alive. His adult life is filled with the things that horror movies are made of. All true. As he continues on this post, though, he does say that he'll tell you how to get better. You stop being a, women's private part. You get up early and train and all this stuff, medications, all that, that's all garbage. You just have to buck up and deal with it. Which, you know what? For some people, that's how they get over certain things. And they're able to take that baggage and carry it along with them. But when you make blanket statements like that, when it's already something that a lot of macho men tend to push away and not want to deal with, not exactly the coolest thing in the world. So to see somebody like a Rashad Evans in a professional form land a punch in his face that I could vicariously live through, I would have been all right with that.
Hey, let's talk about Raw ratings. Monday night showed it a little better than Halloween, but
yes,
let's look at these hourly ratings. First hour, 3.07 million. Second hour, 2.73 million. Third hour, 2.51 million. New Day sucked.
Yes, it did.
Thank you, ratings, for justifying how bad that was.
You're not going to see a cynic would
New Day.
The third hour drop off. So
yeah, the people quit in hour two.
Well, you know what? Football was not up again. Now, I think they were up maybe slightly, or they stabilized, whatever it was, or they weren't down that much. May have been this is where we're at now with the NFL on Monday night. But that football game got wacky at halftime and ended up being a pretty good one. And I'm not sure if that ended up sucking people away too, or if this was just the natural drop off.
Let me talk about that football game. So you're right, it was down, and people are a little bit baffled by it. But so I watch Raw on delay, and in the middle of the live airing, my wife was watching the football game, and I was in the room, and we both got madly distracted by what was going on in the middle of that game. And it suddenly hit me, dude, I'd rather watch this than Raw. And I was like, what's happened to me? I'd rather watch football than wrestling. Then I realized it was Raw, and it made sense to me, but I am surprised that game did not do better with all the wackiness.
Now, you haven't
watched SmackDown. I couldn't figure out what the hell was going on, but it was pretty wacky.
Did you have classes last night? Did you watch SmackDown yet?
Yeah, I just been talking about it.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you watched it. If you watched it this morning or something like that. So you watched it live last night?
No, I didn't watch it live. I watch everything on delay.
Okay, so what did you fill the time with? Because we know, obviously, SmackDown's ratings tonight, unless there is some sort of miracle as alternate programming, are going to get buried.
What did I fill the time with last night?
Yes.
What do you think? I taught, and then I did a show, and then I watched the election.
Well, I asked you if you had a class. Well, you'd like to avoid politics. I wasn't sure if you got sucked into
the
incredible...
Are you kidding me? I avoid talking about politics. I've got a baby. I'm fixing to run now.
Are you?
Let me talk about another story we got to get into, because we got a lot of stuff here.
Like Backlund.
TNA did a conference call the other day where not a lot of news. They introduced Eric Nordholm, this new guy in charge, and they talked about...
I hear his name, and I just immediately think Nordberg from O.J. Simpson's character in Naked Gun.
Dave Lagana is gone. They're looking for new folks for the creative team. I guess they realize they've only got like 3 and they need 40 like WWE, so they gotta prop that up. They teased, I shouldn't say teased, because this was not like a public deal. This was just one of the ideas they were talking about. Like a TNA network, like the WWE network. I was like, oh yeah? Man, we got some plans here. And then Bix at SE Scoops had this. We have been able to confirm that yesterday, Anthem Sports and Entertainment CEO Leonard Asper, that's the guy in charge with all the money, held a town hall meeting in the company offices where a couple of items related to TNA came up. One of them relates to a warning he gave employees to close the meeting, that they need to remember that there are journalists who work for the company and cover beats that would include the company, so be careful talking to them about internal business matters. Anthem is, as previously noted here, the parent company of the Fight Network, which covers pro wrestling. So I guess the Fight Network, Anthem, TNA. He says, we've got a lot of journalists in the organization. We've got and a lot of stuff going on that we don't want public. He said that the issue of who can tell who what is, quote, come up over the TNA issue because there's a lot of stuff we're not saying, and some of you might know stuff. He said that anyone with knowledge of information should not go public. You've got to remember that you're talking to someone who is a journalist. They've got a responsibility. They've got an independence, and we want to protect that. So I guess they don't want a lot of word getting out about what's going on, which I guess is no surprise.
Well, it's a grown-up organization. It's what they do. You try to plug leaks, especially when you have your tentacles into different things like they do. So, yeah.
Daniel Bryan teased on Talking Smack last week, trading Miz for Zayn if Miz can't beat Dolph next week. Trading Miz for Zayn.
So Raw gets Miz and Maryse.
Does Raw want the Miz? That's the question.
Actually, you know what? I could see the Miz and Maryse fitting in on Raw. And Sami Zayn. Look... You know, if the cruiserweights are going over to SmackDown, you know, we've talked about with Sami Zayn, where does he fit? There's guys on SmackDown you know, in fantasy booking wise, you can plug and play with, and they haven't done a darn thing with him on Raw, so why not? You know, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I don't see that being anything. That would actually be somewhat creative.
I should note, by the way, since Filthy Tom is going to be on the show later on today, we'll be talking about SmackDown and Impact and whatever else is going on, but F4 WikiLeaks posted another email last night.
Yeah, they did.
Allegedly from Tom. And I got to say, basically it looks like they took an Eminem song and rewrote it as an ode to Kane from Tom. And I got to say, it's on my Twitter right now, at Brian Alvarez. First off, judging from Tom's tweets, I believe wholeheartedly that he is guilty. That's number one. And also, the fact that this is so creative lends me to the belief that Tom is guilty. So, we got to figure out what we're doing here with the Overweight Classic, because the finals are supposed to be today on the show. Action Ortiz, Max Smashmaster, and Kane. But it has become abundantly clear that Tom is fixing this tournament so Kane could win, which I think was obvious from day one. But at the beginning, it was funny. Now, it's blatant. The integrity of this tournament has been stripped. And we need to talk about it because I don't think this is right. Especially, look at how hard Action Ortiz and Max Smashmaster have worked promoting the Overweight Classic. Kane hasn't done a damn thing. I haven't heard one word from Kane. And he's just going to be handed this tournament because Filthy likes him.
Well, the one thing we know about Action and Max are they are working hard to stay overweight for this tournament. I mean, they're putting in the work that way. Is Kane?
Yeah, I didn't see Kane weigh in.
Yeah.
We'll discuss this afternoon. Filthy Tom Show at WrestlingObserver.com, only for subscribers. Back in a moment, Mercedes Martinez, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer. Automatically. So you can listen when and where you want. As many times as you want. On your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy today to be joined by Mercedes Martinez. We have a lot of stuff to talk about
how
here
are you?
Today. What's going on? The current Shimmer champion, is that right?
Yes.
Let's talk about the real important question here as we get started. Do you have a Twitter?
No, I do not.
I looked all over for that thing and couldn't find it. And then I realized she doesn't have one.
The last holdout.
Yeah, what's going on? Why no Twitter?
My personal life is very, very private, and I'm so busy in my personal life that social media for me, for the last 16 years, just I've never actually had one. Like, I never had really a Facebook for Mercedes, never had Twitter, pretty much Snap, anything that you can think of, I just really never had one. For me, it's more of a personal issue. I like to think that if my fans want to see me or get a hold of me, they have to come to the show. That's the only way that they can interact with me, which for me is a lot easier because it's just, like I said, my private life is so, so busy besides my actual wrestling life. So just I have a lot going on.
Listen, I don't hold anything against you for not having a Twitter, for sure. And I agree wholeheartedly that there is something about the people have to come to see you. You shouldn't be out there on Twitter talking to everybody all the time if you want to be a star, especially if you're the champion. But you could use Twitter to, like, plug upcoming events and that sort of thing. That's mainly what I'm asking about.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, it comes to the point where if you really, really want to see me, you will come to the shows. You know that the companies promote me very well. The companies promote their events very well. And if you really believe in me and you believe in my athleticism and my talent and you really want to see me and get to know me and see me kick somebody's head in, then you will have to come to the show.
Now, is it true that in approximately 3 days now, which would be Saturday, I might add, that will be your 16th year anniversary in this business?
Yes.
Wow.
That's a very long time. 16 years, but I'm not getting any older. I'm getting wiser.
Where's the time gone? 16 years in professional wrestling.
Yeah, 16 years with about 4 of those years being injured.
Well, that happens. Now, was that a 4-year consecutive stretch or like 4 times you had to take a year off, for example?
It's been pretty much the last 2 years, to be exact. The last 2 years, I took off due to shoulder surgery. I pretty much took a hiatus, and everyone was wondering what was going on. So 2 of those years and last 2 years, I actually took it off because of the shoulder surgery. And then another 2 years was back in 2007, where I took about a year and a half, almost 2 years again, for another shoulder surgery.
Now, were these shoulder surgeries, I mean, did you have, like, a specific serious injury that occurred during a match, or was it wear and tear that finally became too much to deal with working regularly?
It was pretty much wear and tear on the shoulder, working pretty much regularly with no days off, no weekends off, constantly on the grind and training and everything, and it just, I put it off so much that I had to have the surgery instead of just taking care of it when I was supposed to take care of it. Sometimes when you're on the road a lot and you're getting bookings and you're on all these events, you just don't have time to take off because you want to fulfill your obligations. And you just, you know, when you're on top, you're on top. You don't want to come down from the pedestal too much. But, you know, as you get older, you get wiser. And the last 2 years I took off, I just stopped everything and just said, you know what, my health is more important than, you know, wrestling for some fans. Not that I don't appreciate it, but my health is more important, especially in my private and personal life.
Now, I know obviously you want to keep your private and personal life private and personal, but a generic question would be, are you a full-time wrestler or are you doing some other stuff as well?
For the most part, I mean, I do have a real life job where I work full time and do what I have to do to, pay my bills. So wrestling, does pay half of my bills. So as of right now, I'm a full-time wrestler, on top of having a full-time job. So, but I do take time off, from wrestling, a couple months here and there just to, focus on my actual life.
So
you have to be able to separate the two. Especially with family and stuff. I'm a big family type of a person. So I usually tend to take, you know, not a lot of bookings every weekend. I have to space it out enough where I have to enjoy life as well.
Did you get a degree in criminal justice?
No, I didn't finish my degree, actually. I did 2 years, and the degree that I was going for was a 4-year degree.
I see.
So I did, I did 2 years, and that was pretty much about it.
Now, did you stop at 2 years because you decided this wrestling thing, we're doing this, or what happened?
After 2 years, I actually got injured playing basketball before I actually got into wrestling. I ended up getting injured, took about 3 months off to recuperate from a back injury. And in that time, I was rehabbing, and wrestling kind of found me at that time when I was away from college and away from playing basketball. And I just never went back. I fell in love with wrestling and just never went back. I finished my classes, did what I had to do, but I never went back to playing basketball or anything. I just focused on wrestling. At that time, I was about 19 years old, turning 20. So it was just at the right time, the right moment. It was a decision that I made, and it actually paid off.
Now, how did you go from rehabbing your shoulder or whatever it was due to a basketball injury to falling into professional wrestling?
I have no clue, to be honest.
That's a weird path.
It's one of those things where it kind of just fell in my lap. I felt good to go back, and it was just about the start of the semester for college. I was in my sophomore year. I was just about to start my sophomore year in college, and it literally just happened within maybe a month or so before I started my semester back wrestling. I went to a couple of shows, independent shows back in Connecticut, and there was a wrestling school that just opened up maybe not even 6 months before I actually started. So it was a brand new school, new trainers, new students. Everything was new, and I was just happened to be at the right place at the right time. They always say things happen for a reason, and at that time, it just fell in my lap. I didn't even think that I was going to be wrestling. I thought it was just going to be something for training-wise, to strengthen my shoulders, my back, my agility, to get back into basketball and go back to school. But just so happens that I love wrestling too much, and the training was just what I needed at that time.
So you were a fan?
Of course. That's how most people start, don't they?
Well, most people do, but I've had people claim to me that, you know, I wasn't really a fan, but I got dragged to a show, and next thing you know, I'm into it. I guess
well,
the other...
No.
Well, were you an ECW fan? Because, you started training with Jason, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, were you familiar with the ECW product and how he came up?
No, I was not, actually. I was more brought up on the WWE, WWF at the time, and I was brought up on GLOW. So ECW was still new to me. I didn't know who Jason Knight really was, and so I actually walked into the school. And, you know, here he is, and I pretty much schooled me on who he was, what he accomplished. He was the one who actually schooled me on backstage stuff, the politics and the road stories and all of that. So it was something new to me to see what ECW had to offer compared to what you see on TV. So it was a whole new, like, eye-opening revelation for me.
I presume these stories were way more exciting than criminal justice.
Definitely, for sure.
How have you been able to take anything that you learned? I mean, how many seminars do you do? Because I know with Rise, they're having a seminar on Thursday that you're going to be a part of, and we want you to talk about that. But over the years, as you've seen women's wrestling change, and you've seen a lot of women now get into it, we have Shine, we have Shimmer, we have Stardom, which is making an impact in the States. It seems to be more interest than ever of people trying to get involved into women's wrestling. How have you taken what you learned, kind of being connected to the old school with Sheldon Goldberg and with Jason and with people like that, because he came up under Johnny Rods? How do you take some of that and pass it on to the new people who are coming in and really don't know? I mean, they may have just been born, you know, because I think we're all around the same age here between, you know, 35 and that's it, you know. These people are all coming in young. They didn't grow up during the Wars era. You know, so how do you take that knowledge from the past and pass it on and keep passing it forward?
Well, I think I have enough credibility and enough respect in women's wrestling for all the, you know, the new girls to come in and actually ask for my advice. I'm a straight shooter. I'm as real as it gets. I always tell people what you see in the ring and in my demeanor is pretty much how I am outside of the ring. You know, I don't pull no punches. If you ask for my opinion, I will give you the honest, the truth, whether it hurts you or not. I'm one of those people. So I think a lot of the girls nowadays, when they are in the locker room with me, I tend to observe. I stay low key. And you know, I give them my opinions. I watch their matches. I give them my advice on what they can, can't do, what they should do. That can help them. Whether they take it or not, it's really up to them. But I usually just let them know, hey, what you do now is what's going to determine what happens in the next couple of years, because I'm still going to be around. There's still going to be veterans around in the locker room. And sometimes we have a lot of pull more than you think. So it comes to the point where it's etiquette. That's literally all it comes down to, locker room etiquette, and just make sure that you are respected enough so that people do not pretty much trash you or bring you down or you know, blackball you or anything like that. So I give my advice whether they want it or not. I give it to them, and you know, I tell it how it is. And that's, I think that's how most vets are nowadays, is we try to teach these new girls that are coming in just locker room etiquette. This is how you should do things. This is how you take it or you don't. If you have drama, you know, I'd stay away from the drama. I'm not one of those people who like the drama. So, you know, I keep low-key in the locker rooms, and people want my opinion, I'm there. If they don't, well, you're lost.
Now, after the shoulder surgery and the 2 years off, how do you feel right now, and how long do you think you can continue to do this?
I feel amazing, actually. It took me, you know, when I came back actually a little sooner than I should have. I came back in May to do a tour in Australia for a friend of mine out there has a favor. And it just kept rolling from there. People got wind that I came back. I wasn't actually ring ready. So, but people got wind back and they started, you know, wanted to book me. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll go right back into it full force and just let the ball keep rolling from there. But I've had a personal trainer. If anyone knows who Nikki Rocks was, and I hope they do, because she's one of the top premier women's wrestlers back in the day and you know, pioneer women's revolution. But she's actually my personal trainer. She actually, in the last 6 months, got me into one of the best shape I've ever been in my career. Everything feels great. Shoulder feels great. Back feels great. Nothing's bothering me at the moment. And I feel like I can go for another 5-10 years, even more, as long as I can keep myself healthy and as long as I can keep my body intact and not overwork it. So I actually feel pretty amazing and has right now the best that I've ever felt.
All right, we're going to head to a break, so we'll pick it up when we come back. Stand by. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Kerry Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. For film lovers, it's that moment in the movie when the song starts playing and the scene takes on a kind of new and more memorable life. As rock music lovers, many of us will most likely have our favorite movie moments when a song took our breath away. How about Pulp Fiction's Twist Contest or the moment Meatloaf roared his motorcycle into Dr. Frankenfurter's lab? Join me, Kerry Cooper, over at focusonrock.com for a deep dive into rock music in movies.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. with deals like an SPL 5-piece drum kit for $299, an Electro Voice vocal mic just $29, and check out the new Roland DJ808 for $1499. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's Holiday Kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Shimmer tapings coming up. Logan Square Auditorium this Friday, November 11th, 8 p.m. Saturday, 16th anniversary of Mercedes' career, November 12th in Chicago, in the Berwyn Eagles Club. On Sunday, more information at shimmerwrestling.com. You can grab tickets there. You can call the phone number as well, 630-776-9356, I believe is the number. And Mercedes, I know you have no social media to plug. And believe me, today is a great day to have no social media. But I want to wish you the best of luck this weekend. Anything else you want to get out there?
No, I just want to say that I want to thank the fans for, you know, supporting me for the last 16 years and, women's wrestling is at an all time high. So keep supporting your local, you know, women wrestlers and those who you don't see on TV, because without you guys, we won't keep doing this. I mean, obviously without the fans, I want to keep doing this for 16 years, you know, through the injuries and, you know, my personal issues and, you know, all the politics and stuff, you know, I still love this business. So it all comes down to the fans still wanting to see me, still wanting me to kick people's heads in. So without them, regardless if I have social media or not, I still love my fans. And, you know, to all the promoters that still want to keep women's wrestling alive and, you know, to podcast and to everyone who keeps plugging women's wrestling. It's a good time to be a fan of women's wrestling. It's a good time to be a woman wrestler. You know, I just want to say thank you to everyone. And, you know, hopefully for the next, you know, 10 years, hopefully or more, I'm still doing this.
Well, Mercedes, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Best of luck this weekend. We are totally out of time, everybody. Every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern here on Sports Byline USA. Check us out on TuneIn Radio, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, Sirius, etc. And we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.